Better than to take somebody like you camping anyway.
Yeah, right. You should have. That's right, you should have. Because I think the great outdoors should be locked up inside.
Yeah, Pop, but you was the one that agreed to go.
Yeah, but I thought it'd be like one of them Disney movies with them cute little animals. Not a bunch of flies and gnats and bats and bugs and slugs and snakes and that big ugly thing that kept saying, "Breathe deep, Pop, you smell that air."
Hey, it's Julio.
2 days in the woods with insects and here come a Spanish flea.
Hey, man, what's happening?
All right.
To get home, I got some exciting news to tell you, man.
You going to Puerto Rico forever?
No, man, I'm not going to Puerto Rico, but I might be moving.
Hey, man, I'm sorry to hear that, Julio.
Oh, man, don't be sorry. No, you're going too. In fact, everybody on the whole block is leaving.
Don't tell me that sewer main backed up again.
No, man, it's nothing like that. It's good news. Let me explain.
Explain? Listen, why are you going to explain? Go ahead, explain, Julio.
Right, man. You see, the last couple of days, man, some Japanese people have been coming around talking to every property owner on the block.
Japanese?
Here? Right, man. They want to build a brewery on our block.
A brewery?
Right, man. And they want to buy up all our houses.
Hey, and everything I've ever heard about the Japanese people says that they're loaded with money.
Right. Well, I'm not interested.
Hey, what do you mean you're not interested?
I'm not interested. Nick, if we sell our houses, and where we gonna live, in Tokyo?
Hey, look, Pop, Japanese people have a lot of money, man, and if we could get, say, $15,000 from them, we could move anywhere.
You like to move so much? Watch me move. I'm moving upstairs to bed.
Good night.
Okay, good night, Mr. Sampo. Have a good night's sleep. But just remember, the Japanese are gonna be here first thing in the morning.
I know that.
How?
They always attack at dawn. I'm going from rags to riches. Yes, I know I go.
Hey, Pop, did the Japanese get here yet?
Look around. Do you see any seaweed in the living room?
Hey, what you doing?
See, when the Japanese come, I'm inviting them for tea and fortune cookies. And I'm putting in my own fortune.
Oh, that's genius, Pop.
It is. Listen to this one here. You will meet a tall, dark, handsome stranger. Give him what he wants. Hey, wait a minute.
It's not going to work, Pop.
It'll work. Here's the one I know will work. Look, the tea you just drank is poison. So for $50,000, you can have this house and an antidote.
Please, Mr. Sanford, don't do anything like that. Huh? You're going to ruin it for all of us, man.
How can I ruin it for all of us?
Because the Japanese put a stipulation on the contract that says that every property owner has to sell or the deal is off.
That's right, man. If we don't sell, nobody gets any money.
I don't like it.
What's not to like, man? They're paying a whole lot of money. And I'll tell you, for the $12,000 I'm going to get, I'm going to do a lot of traveling.
Wait a minute. $12,000?
Right, but we're not supposed to talk about it, but...
Well, you hear that, Lamont? If he can get $12,000 for that death trap he live in over there, then they'll think this is the Taj Mahal.
And that's not a nice thing to say about my house,
man. Yeah, me number, bro. Yeah, I know, listen, man. Why don't you go on and leave before the Japanese might make a mistake and catch you here?
Okay, Mrs. Zambrano, I'll tell you one thing now. As soon as you sign, we're all going to get our money. So, you know, we're in the same boat.
This is the captain speaking. Get your poop off my deck.
Hey, you know, I think you're right, Pop. If they give Julio $12,000 for his place, man, we can get about 14 or 15 for ours. Hey, it's almost 12 o'clock and they're not here yet. Julio said they was gonna be here this morning, man.
Listen, son, don't worry, they be here. It's just an old trick that Japanese play. See, they say one thing and do another. See, that's what I tell you. I can tell you exactly what that guy's gonna look like.
You can, huh?
Yeah, he'd be short with big thick glasses on and be smiling with a big old funny looking mustache. You just watch and see. He'll have on a pretty dress and some high heel shoes.
Mr. Sanford?
Yeah, both of
us. Hi, I'm Lamont Sanford.
How do you do? I'm Helen Funai, and I represent the Funai Real Estate Company.
Oh, well, I'm Fred Sanford. I'm president of Sanford's Junkie Junkyard, Inc.
Won't you please come in?
Thank you.
Yes, come right in. Sit down over here. Relax. Do you care for a snack or anything like that? I think I got some rice in the cupboard. Oh.
No, thank you. If you don't mind, I'd like to get right down to business. I'm sure you're aware by now that my company has been buying a property on this block.
Oh, really?
Yes, and since you are the last party to come to terms, you can understand our desire to quickly conclude negotiations.
Yes, we understand.
Yes, listen, you mean everybody else has signed up, but us will be the last ones left?
That is correct. Naturally, we have carefully appraised your property. However, we also realize that there is a certain amount of sentimental value involved.
It's sentimental value?
Yes, so I think you'll agree that we have been quite fair in our offer.
$20,000?
We feel that's reasonable, don't you?
Yes, that's very reasonable. Perhaps we should sign, Father. I think I have a pin in the drawer. Yes, I seem to have found one. Here you go, Doe. Deed, Dad. You see, the dad's in my deed's name. The deed's in my dad's name. Just sign it there.
Something wrong, Mr. Sanders?
No, just selling this place just breaks my heart. And, you know, sentimental value and all.
Sentimental value? Since when did you ever have any... Ah!
I know how you feel, son. Can you let me explain to you. See, $20,000 is all right, but it just don't seem enough to part with all this.
All right, Mr. Sanford. I'll come back a little later this afternoon. Sayonara.
Yeah, and Frank Sinatra to you.
Are you crazy? You just said goodbye to $20,000.
Yeah, but I'm fixing to say hello to a whole lot more.
More?
Yeah. You see, didn't you hear I said that we was the last one to sign up? Now, if they want all this land, they gotta wait till we sell.
Hey, look, Pop, I'm warning you, man. Japanese people are very shrewd businessmen.
Me too, but son, listen. We got them by the teriyaki.
Pop, what about our neighbors, man? All our neighbors are depending on us to close the deal.
Let them get their own teriyaki.
Pop, this is the opportunity of a lifetime, man, and you're throwing it out the window because you're being greedy.
Son, haven't you learned anything at all being my son? Who do you think I'm doing this for?
Yourself.
Yeah, you've learned something.
Hey, man, it's almost 5 o'clock and she hasn't come back yet.
Now, she'll be here. I ain't worried.
You're not worried, huh?
That's right. I've been looking in the real estate section. Come over here a minute. Look at this. Two-bedroom apartment. Decorated furnished. Swimming pool, tennis court.
Pop, those apartments are for singles only.
Well, who do you think we are, Ozzy and Harriet? See, that's what I tell you. Not only 30, we can get 35,000.
Hello, Miss Funai. Please come in.
Hello, thank you. I'll be brief. Oh, Mr. Sanford, my associates and I have decided that in consideration of your deep feelings toward your home, we will increase our offer to 22.5.
22.5?
What's the nickel for?
That's $22,500, Pop.
Oh, that's all right, but I'm not interested. Could you come back tomorrow afternoon?
Are you crazy?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Sanford. We are working on a timetable now. Oh, excuse me. May I make a business call?
Oh, yeah. Just take the phone into the kitchen.
Thank you.
I hope she ain't calling Japan. If she is, I'll just tack it on to the price of the house.
Hey, Pop, wait a minute, man. Do you realize what she's offering us, man? 22.5. Do you know what we can get with that?
Yeah, 25. And if we can get 25, we can get 30.
Why not 35?
Listen, son, now let's be realistic. Now, you know this yourself, that this house is not worth $35,000. Unless we throw in the carpets and the draperies.
Gentlemen, I am not authorized to make you any further offers. However, my father, the president of our company, would consider it an honor if you both would have dinner with us this evening.
Would he consider an honor picking up the check?
My father's only kidding. We'd love to sup with you this evening. What time should we be there?
How about 8?
8 is perfect.
And here is the address to our house.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wait a minute. What did you do that for? I ain't going to no strange people's house sitting there with a bunch of foreigners. Ain't nothing you can say to make me change my mind. A team of wild horses couldn't get me to change my mind.
Okay. You'll blow to 22.5.
You saddle up the truck.
Mr. Sanford, Lamont, please come in. Any trouble finding us?
Oh, no, we're familiar with Beverly Hills. And the hills are alive.
Gentlemen, this is my cousin, Saburo. He and my great-grandfather are visiting us from the mother country.
Must be from Harlem.
Yasama, kumbawa.
Let's get out of here.
No, just relax.
Relax? How can I relax? Last time I saw something this big, Taj was having trouble trying to kill it.
Yokori Rashai Mashira.
Well, what did he say?
Saburo said, it is a great honor to have such distinguished guests in our home.
Hey, did you hear that, Pop? We're distinguished guests.
Dozo go yokori.
What was that?
Saburo suggests that in keeping with our customs, will you please remove your jackets and shoes?
I think this Saburo might be.
Gentlemen, please come this way.
This is a really nice house you have here, Miss Funai. So much history and everything. Hey, this is a samurai sword, isn't it? I bet there's a lot of history behind that.
My great-great-uncle used that sword to kill himself. Commit harakiri over 100 years ago.
Amazing.
What's so amazing about killing yourself? My Uncle Alfonso in St. Louis killed himself. You don't see me hanging wine bottles all around the wall.
Please.
Gentlemen, an honor to meet you. I'm Fnai Yukio, and this is my noble grandfather.
Hello, noble.
He is the founder of our company.
What's he looking for now?
You can get up now, Pop.
Shall we sit down?
Yeah, let's sit down. Where the chairs at?
This is sushi, rice balls wrapped in seaweed. And this is abalone dipped in soy sauce. And this is sashimi, raw fish.
Ain't you got no grits and gravy?
Hey, Pop, why don't you try some of the sashimi?
No, you go ahead and try that. I'll just eat a few of these grapes. Mmm, that's all right. A little slippery, but all right.
Oh, good, Mr. Sanford. Very good. You like the fish eyes.
Mr. Sanford, I hope we didn't offend you by serving our traditional food.
Oh, no, no offense.
Would you care for some sake?
Hey, Pop, you're gonna like this, man. This is sake. See, that's rice wine.
Yeah, now you're getting out of my alley with that wine.
Here you are.
Sake. That's sake, all right. Sweat sake.
Gentlemen, I would like to propose a toast to a successful and mutually beneficial business agreement.
Lamont, they're trying to poison us.
You'll get used to it, Mr. Sanford. And now to business. I have discussed your situation with my honorable grandfather, and he was quite impressed with your sentimental attachment to your home.
He is?
Yes, and we have decided in just compensation for your emotional loss, absolute top price of $27,000.
$27,000? Yeah, that's top price, but $30,000 be tip-top.
I'll tip-top you. He's gonna sign that paper this time, Pop, and that's all there is to it.
I'll sign it. You have a pen? I can't sign it, son. All the nerves in my hand is gone. My whole hand is numb. I'm not kidding. It hurts and goes all the way around into my back. It must happen when I bow.
Oh, you have a bad back, Mr. Sanford?
Oh, yeah, and it goes all the way down to my hand, and I can't move it.
Ah, just a moment. I have just the solution. Ancient technique frequently used in Japan. How do you want the coin? We'll have you signing the paper in no time.
Good. Wait a minute. It's the torture. Hold back. I know kung fu. I never miss a show.
You really blew it this time, Pop. You really blew it this time. What'd you have to run out like that for?
What do you expect me to do when that big guy comes toward me with that two needed? I couldn't think of but two things, run and fast.
Well, you can just rest assured that that's the last time we're going to see those people.
Oh, you'll see them again. See, they need this property. And I bet you we can still get $30,000 this place.
Don't you understand, Pop? We're not getting nothing, man. Running out on those people like that was a supreme insult.
Well, I'll tell you what, just show you I ain't got no hard feelings. I'll call them up and tell them I'd take their last offer.
Well, maybe calling would help.
Yeah, if you call him, is the next best thing to being there. See, that's what I tell you. $35,000, not
$30,000. Miss Funai, how are you? I would like to apologize for my father's behavior.
Oh, that's all right. We understand.
Yes, won't you please come in our humble home and partake of some sofa? Thank you.
Great-grandfather has much he wants to say to you.
Exactly how much?
Oji-san, dozo.
あなたのような立派な方には初めてお目にかかりました。
What are you saying?
He said, never in his lifetime has he met a man as great as you.
Tell him I agree with every word. Oh, man.
あなたはこの土地を長年お大事にお持ちになっていらっしゃるのを存じております。
What was that?
He wants you to know that he thinks you are a dedicated home-loving man, and he respects your great love for your home. He wouldn't dare ask you to leave it.
No, no, ask me. I mean, tell him, ask me, because that's the $30,000 question.
Gentlemen, he has made his decision. Rather than uproot you from your ancestral lodgings, he has decided to build the brewery somewhere else.
Uproot me, man. Uproot. Hey, look here. All my people buried in St. Louis. Get to uprooting. Hey, wait a minute.
Mr. Sanford, as a gesture of respect and friendship, my great-grandfather offers you this seashell.
Seashell?
Present.
Oh, I know it's $30,000 in here somewhere, isn't it? This is the fortune seashell cookie.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Uproot me. I'll take less money. I'll take $20,000, $15,000, and I'll throw in Lamont. He'll be your gardener. Give me something. What am I going to do with this?
It's a seashell, Pop. Hold it up to your right ear and push it through to your left. What you doing with a handkerchief up to the phone?
I didn't want to get any germs on my face.
Well, have any of the neighbors called to complain about you blowing the deal?
No, not one.
Well, that's surprising. I would have thought that they would have been over here jumping down your throat by now.
Yeah, I'd have thought that, too.
Yeah, well, I'm going upstairs and wash up, and then I'm going to split over to Madeline's.
Oh, that's good, son. Hello? Honorable Julio? Julio. Yes, this is the honorable representative of real estate, Miss Funin. Funin? Yeah. Yeah, calling honorable to tell you we are not going to buy any property in your block for the brewery. And it's not Fled's float. No, it's not Fled's float. Fled! Fred, you big, dumb Puerto Rican!
Thank you.